This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. It's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. And the segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni in the headlines this afternoon, offering a pointed response to the notion that Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during the Eagles Super Bowl run last season. The first hour of the show, Wolchuk put Hurts sixth in your quarterback rankings, right? Or was it seventh?
No, he was number six.
Sirianni says, I think that's bull bleep.
Well, screw you,
should
Nick.
Be way lower than that.
You know what? I
you think
I
I'm coaching a top 10 quarterback? I'm winning Super Bowls with the 12th best quarterback in football.
Six was generous for you, Nick. Go F yourself.
He says, I mean, he plays the most important position in all of sports. It's the most ultimate team game there is, and what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win. But, you know, here's the facts. After the 2-2 start to the season, the Eagles shifted their approach, leaning more on Saquon in the ground game and less on passing. The Eagles went 12-1 down the stretch, led by Saquon, who finished with that 2,000 yards and the 13 rushing touchdowns. And, oh, boy, Hurts, 361 attempts, 2,900 passing yards. His lowest since becoming the full-time starter in 2021, but he delivered when called upon, including the Super Bowl. He completed 77% of his throws, totaled three touchdowns, and won the MVP honors. And, you know, obviously Hurts has a standout cast, Barkley, Brown, Devontae Smith, maybe the best offensive line in the game. So I would agree with the idea that he was along for the ride. I think most quarterbacks in the NFL would have won
that's
the Super
okay.
Bowl.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, if you figure out a game plan where you put your quarterback in best positions to have success, and, you know, I mean, there were some times where those receivers were kind of complaining a little bit but at the end of the day, when the confetti was flying, they weren't complaining anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they tailored that offense in order to give that quarterback the best opportunity to win games. And they knew it. They had a good defense, and they were going to play defense, and they were going to tush-push, and they were going to get inside, and they were going to hold the ball. They were going to run it. And, you know, that's he doesn't have to defend his quarterback at all. You know, I mean, if it just kind of all you have to say is, well, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's, you know, if you want to be critical, that's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
So I you know, I would love to be able to a situation like the Eagles had last year where, you know, you take your quarterback out of it and limit the amount of mistakes he potentially can make.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that with that quarterback. When it gets a little when it gets a little hairy for him, there's times where he puts the ball in harm's way.
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways you could take that. I don't know if his defense of Hurts was great, you know?
I don't either.
I think he should have come stronger. Like, listen, the guy doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
He lit up the scoreboard last time we were in the Super Bowl. That didn't get the job done. So we asked him to play a different style. But guess what? On 3rd and 1, on 4th and 2, he's the most unstoppable force in the game.
Yep.
And all those easy first downs with us and easy touchdowns once we're inside the 2, were more impactful for us than any 40 touchdown game or 40 touchdown season that a quarterback that can light it up has gone. I mean, you look back in Kellen Moore's history, Mike McCarthy ripped him for it, trying to put up the most yards every year. And I don't know if that was Sirianni ripping Kellen Moore or Kellen Moore finally having the idea himself. But I think the bigger takeaway is, just that the counting stats of a quarterback are kind of fool's gold when you look at, building the best team. And then beyond that, you can take it wherever you want it at 877-881-1053. But I would go to ownership. It's not Hurts compared to others. It's Jeffrey Lurie. He tried to do this back in 2011 when he brought in Nnamdi Asamoah and Vince Young. He's been trying to do this for 14, 15 years, and he's finally perfected the process. That they can win with a Nick Foles, that they can win with a Jalen Hurts. That is so much more impressive to me than anything Saquon Barkley or Cooper DeJean or any of their good players are doing when it comes to the conversation of why they won last year. They're really just making the league submit by way of whipping them with the checkbook. Dak number 79 on the NFL top 100 list. I was surprised he's still in there.
I was too, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I don't know that you can make a strong objective case right now. As good as 2023 was, how much of that was fueled by the schedule? And then 2022 was bad, 2024 was bad. I know it might sound like I'm beating a dead horse on that by now, but two out of the last 3 years, he should have led the league in picks, and he did 1 year in just 12 games. Yeah. Like, what was the outlier? It was 2023 against a soft schedule, and you really weren't actually that good. You got smoked by Green Bay in the playoffs. Like, how really good was that team? So, I think this is like career recognition, and I don't think Dak is done. I just think he's got a lot to prove here in 2025.
100%. Yeah, I mean, this is a big time make or break year for him, not financially or contractually, because he's going to be here for a while. But in terms of him not getting totally crushed by the media and Cowboys fans, this is a huge, huge year for him.
That's not going to change unless he wins a Super Bowl or at least gets to an NFC Championship game. He's going to keep getting crushed.
No question. Like, if the playoffs, if it's a good regular season and then it's the usual thing in the playoffs, then it's going to be loud. But
I think right now that'd be a win, considering how bad his numbers were last year with, like, turnover-worthy plays. It was the worst in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It was like 60th out of 62 possible guys who even qualified for it. Like, Dak Prescott went to Badland next year, and you have to keep your fingers crossed that with Tyler Guyton back out there at left tackle, like, he's improved enough or the scheme has adjusted enough to take pressure off of Dak. I think 2023, what happened is Tyron Smith was healthy, and now you're back into the same situation Dak was in 2022 and 2024 with a left tackle that's not good at all. And Terrence Steele, who's pretty dang good at run blocking, but not that good in protection.
Hey, Terrence Steele, 6 years now in the league, lasted a hell of a lot longer than I thought he would.
Yeah, and this has a chance to be his best year. Two years removed from ACL.
Yeah, I think moving on from Mike Solari was a breath of fresh air for him.
Yeah, Joseph Hoyt in the morning news asking, could the Cowboys keep only two quarterbacks? I think you have to, and until you know for sure that Milton can be better than Greer, I think you have to stay with three. But even then, with Dak's injury history, I think you got to keep three.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen enough from Joe Milton. The Week 18 game against Buffalo was encouraging.
Yeah, it was very encouraging. I mean, there was some throws where you were like, oh no, oh yeah, like that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, he will you'll see him quite a bit in training camp. I mean, there'll be some throws he makes during the practices. We are going, oh my gosh, that's pretty.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch him in preseason.
Yeah. And folks take it the way, I had a guy one time say, well, why are you talking about Milton? He's not going to beat out Dak. I'm like, just got to talk about the backup quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to beat him out. I'm just saying you watch him play. There's going to be some throws that you're going to be like, that's pretty damn impressive right there.
Indeed. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have LA Live coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. It's time to go into that Pimp Cup where Jacob Ray is standing in for Lucius and has your G-Bag of the day.
All right, all right, all right. All right, it is G-Bag of the Day from Monday, July 14th. I am filling in for Lucius Alexander. If there is anything you see out there, my last name is spelled R-E-G-H. It is Jacob Ray on Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and send that to me. We're going to get started here with a champ, Brian Broaddus.
I don't like this.
Question you would have thought was so long, you'd think it was edited.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but what do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going, I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah.
But did you say there were 6 yas there from Jared?
Yeah.
Trying to get it.
Yeah.
He was just trying to stave him off a little bit with those yas.
Yeah. That was the Ranger fan coming out of me right there. That was the range, like the, come on, man. Why
frustration.
Are we, yeah, the frustration level was a little bit high there.
Is there any chance you break the record at Oxnard?
Oh, sure. I could always do that. Always break the record.
Sit at a table solo?
Yeah, always. You never know.
Pretty impressive to make history like that.
Wonder if I just like wonder like the shoddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Press conference. Just sit there and just ask a question that long.
Oh, that would be amazing. I think it'd be a great bet payoff for Broadus. You got like 10 to knock out. Like, you have to ask a disgustingly long question to somebody that sits down with us at the table. Or better yet, yes, when somebody's at the podium and you have all the other respected journalists surrounding you. And you just ask like a 90-second ridiculous, winding, incoherent question.
Here I am.
I think you're capable.
You
covered a lot of ground there.
He's got a talent for it.
No, I'm just bummed that my record's broken.
It
totally sucks, man.
All right.
Just don't do it when Jerry or Steven sit down with us, because I have been taking notes of every question throughout the year that we want to ask them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They come up and we're having debates about it, right? Uh-huh. I'm going to unload. I'm an 8 right now.
Okay, we might just sit back.
Just empty the clip.
Let you.
Okay, but
we'll handle the players. You got the bosses.
So we can distribute them. You know, I really have one question for Jerry, and it's after we saw the quote from DeMaurice Smith, the former NFLPA head guy, who said, like, Jerry's all about money, and he would literally go out of his way to pick up a single dollar bill off the sidewalk.
Do you have that question?
I do want to ask that question. Of like,
you think it's yes? Though?
I think you should do it.
The question is.
I think you should do it at the media party.
The question is.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted to see you walk up to him and
I'll
say.
I'll have to elbow through Clarence and Machota. David Moore won't be there, so maybe there will be a little gap.
Yeah, we can watch Clarence like hand drinks over the top of Jerry's head to other people.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I just want to sprinkle some dollars on the ground and see if he picks them up. Yeah, like, Jerry, what is the lowest dollar figure that would stop you in your tracks to pick it up? I want the question for DeMaurice Smith. Just like, is that the worst thing you got on Jerry?
Yeah, come
after
on.
30 years of working in the league?
Yeah.
Like, just Google him, buddy. You don't have to come up with a mythical situation that's got zero. And that's the excerpts that the publisher decided to pull and put on the promotion
circuit. One of them.
Yeah. Wow, look at this hot stuff from DeMaurice Smith. Says, Jerry Jones is so cheap, he would pick up a dollar off the ground.
Man.
I'll pass on your book, sir.
Right? No, thank you. I'm good. Yeah.
That's not very incriminating. If mismanaging the union's position in multiple negotiations wasn't enough to be embarrassing, check out this book. What else do we have, Jake?
All right, this was floating around on the weekend. This gentleman was walking down the street when he had an encounter with a mountain lion. Here's how it went.
Oh.
The store, you know, going through my little routes, get my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see some big walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said, rawr! And I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody.
Yeah, Rochester, New York is where this came from.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, we do have mountain lions in Sunnyvale. I don't know what my response would be, but I don't think it would be as terrified as I was Saturday afternoon as we're pulling into DFW Airport. And about 5 minutes before landing, they say, oh, we got microcells in the area. Oh, we got to bail.
Yeah.
Right? So then we hit the gas and we fly off to Austin after circling DFW and looking at all the storms and
bouncing around the clouds.
Had to fly back through that mess. Yeah. They had to shut down DFW for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten to the point where I'm okay on a plane until something goes off schedule. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, there's scary weather over here. We better avoid that or we're going to crash. Yeah. At that moment, I panic.
I don't blame you.
I wish I could say otherwise.
You almost want them to just not tell you why.
Yeah, don't tell me anything.
Keep it private.
Do not tell me
you
anything.
You need Mickey on the plane. Oh, we're circling around. Mickey makes that announcement every time.
Are they being extra careful with it now? Because that's the second time in the last three flights that we're pulling in somewhere and they're like, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Wow. Yeah. And I appreciate the safety. Like when I'm getting off, I look at the pilot and I'm like, thank you. I appreciate the good, safe move. But at the time when you're like, hey, you're 28,000 feet in the air and there's dangerous storms in the area that they have to evade.
Especially when, it feels like for the last, year or so, the plane disaster stories been at an all-time high.
You. Yes.
So
maybe a year plus.
They said
plus.
That the fuel problem, that Indian one that went down, fuel shut off about 3 minutes.
That's not good.
Yeah. That's what they're saying happened to that one. Oof. Thing was taken off and all of a sudden the fuel thing shut off.
Yeah, and then they're telling you, oh, we're going to go to Austin and fuel up.
I'm like, we don't have enough fuel to fly around for a couple of hours. What's the planning like here, guys? What if there's storms in Austin, you know?
Sure.
And you see how my mind is racing now. Damn it. I need to get to the doctor, I think, and get me some like antipsychotic anxiety medication. Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably at that level.
When's
now.
When's the last time you went to San Antonio? That would be probably the next airport you would fly to.
Oh, San Antonio. Yeah. It's been a couple of years since I've been to San Antonio.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking, are we doing OKC? Can we do Love Field? Like, yeah. Love Field would have been nice.
Just
but
jump
no.
off?
No, those storms just drop in, and they have to be serious about it, because it was like 1989 that TWA flight bounced off 114. Yeah. That was wind shear from a microcell.
I think that was an American.
American
Delta is one of the, it wasn't a TWA, but yeah.
All right. Who else is challenging here, Jake?
All right, this one was highly requested from some of the guys. This is a Derek Lee post-fight interview.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
Dude, Derek Lewis is the man. He's the same one that ripped his pants
his
off and said
pants.
My balls is hot.
Yeah.
He's great, man. He really is.
You know what it is. Fine ass.
That might be a winner right there, Brian. I think he might be off the hook.
I might be off the hook. Ooh, on this one.
Hell of a question, though. And the man seeing the mountain lion was great as well, Jake. What do you say? Is it time to vote, or do you want more nominees in here?
I got one more if you guys have time.
Just one more.
One more.
All right, this one's coming. More. This one's from across the pond. I found this one on Twitter. It's a lady crashing out over some kids and their graffiti.
Ooh.
Now, Lisa, tell me how this is legal. No, please tell me. No, you have it, because I'm going to be calling police now. So please tell me, because I have now you on the video. Yes? Tell me, how legal is this? How legal is this? Do you know the law? Do you know the law? Help! Help! Help!
Oh, wow.
She was angry.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
A little bit.
That was aggressive. Poor lady.
Yeah.
I love looking at the graffiti. I think the talent is really off the charts these days. I don't know, if you guys throwback, was graffiti ever just like an eyesore? Because every time I see it, it's like damn good artistry.
There was a time where the graffiti lost to the tagging. Mm-hmm. And it was just idiots trying to do their little design.
Yeah.
And that wasn't cool, you know, but the great graffiti, like on the side of trains, like, and stuff, murals. I'll sit and watch documentaries about that stuff.
Sure.
You know,
I dig it.
It's brilliant. The balls they have to like climb up those poles and
I never figured out how
to
get
signs.
On the side of a trestle or like on an overhang, you know, over a.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's always graffiti on those. I'm like, how do they hang off the side? How do they do that?
It's quite
and
a
And when do they do that?
Yeah.
I think in the middle of the night.
When and how?
Like, and they're obviously under 10% body fat. I think they're just scaling stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're young and maybe got a little booze in them, want to climb stuff. I mean, I climbed a house once when I was 22 years old.
Damn.
Climbed right to the top. Just grabbed the gutter and went up, you know.
Oh, you guttered that thing?
Yeah, I'd been working out for about 9 months or so. It was about 158 pounds.
Damn.
Felt like I could climb a mountain at that point, you know.
Yeah.
So some of these young guys out there, you know, they're staying active. They're living on the streets, or they're out in the streets a lot, moving around, maybe doing some push-ups, doing some pull-ups. They got that. Okay, is it Broadus, our two-time champ, looking for three? Is it, man, walking saw mountain lion, Derek Lewis post-fight interview, or lady crashes out over kids and graffiti? I'm voting for Derek Lewis, Chief.
I'm going to go with the champion.
Who are you voting for, Jake?
I love the champ. I'm going to go with the Derek Lewis, though.
Here we go.
Wow. You're a 2-1, Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with Broadus.
2-2, Brian.
Derek Lewis.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Do we want to make him honorary five? Is
dang
that what I'm
right
hearing from
we
you?
Do. Now, he's running it up. G-Bag of the Year is basically going to be the Brian Broadus G-Bag of the Year. He's got nine already.
Dawson, I mean, I just going to feel like that it's really not necessary. I think I've got two already.
Don't we have a rule, though, when someone makes history in any way, they get the honorary?
No, Chief, you're just kind of disappointed that you lost today, huh?
Well, you lost.
No, I didn't lose at all.
I feel like I lost.
Well, that was
Jake,
golden content.
Guys were the best votes, by the way.
Gosh,
I'm bringing you lunch on Thursday.
It'll live in infamy, Brian, one way or another. It has been nominated as an honorary five-time G-Bag of the Day champion. Listen
out. Just that.
In early 2026 for the G-Bag of the Year competition, it's time to transition now to LA Live.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Yes, sir. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
I'm all buzzed down.
Lucius will return next week.
Next week.
So send that man some love on social media. Let him know that he is
missed. His phone back, yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he get a new phone? Or?
I think he got a new phone.
New phone?
I think he got a new phone, so yeah, he should be good.
You guys watching the Home Run Derby tonight?
Probably watch not. The sidecast with the McAfees.
Yeah, McAfee cast. I'll be consuming that.
So we have an alternate telecast going down with McAfee and his crew doing the Home Run Derby. That sounds so much better than listening to Chris Berman say back, like 500 times.
I don't think Berman's doing it anymore.
Is Boom not even getting the call?
Didn't we have something about that last week, like Boom's not in?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed watching a lot of those college football playoff games through the McAfee cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun added element of entertainment and comedy and everything else, and at least in the college football playoff one, they would have like different guests throughout different portions of it. So I'm sure tonight will be no different. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that it probably is a better way of getting it done. Although I like the traditional telecast as well. What is your favorite Home Run Derby memory? And is it anything other than Josh Hamilton making history in, like, what was that, 2009?
Yeah.
2009? I remember that well.
Wasn't that New York?
I think it was New York. Yeah, he had an insane amount. Was it 27 home runs? Is that what he did in one round?
It might have even been like 30-something.
Ends up not winning it, but I remember just my jaw dropped on the floor, and it was on tape delay.
So 28.
What was that, 28 in one round?
Record 28 homers in the first round.
I mean, that was incredible. Adolis Garcia's had some good moments over the last couple of years, including 24 and 2023 when he lost to Randy Arozarena, even though he hit 17 home runs in the first round. Arozarena hit 24. Does Corey Seager count? He was good in 2022 when he was still with the Dodgers. And he was back in the home run with a derby with his former team against Seattle's Julio Rodriguez. Joey Gallo at Coors Field in 2021. That was cool. Prince Fielder, Great American Ballpark, 2015. I don't even remember that, probably because Prince only hit 13 dongs that evening and lost to Todd Frazier, who was the eventual winner. Nelly Cruz in 2009. Do you remember this one? He had Albert Pujols. He had Ryan Howard. It was the young Ranger who landed in the finals that year against Prince Field. I did not remember that. Nelson Cruz in 2009, the first baseman for the Brewers at the time, barely snuck by Nelly's boomstick in the final with a score of 23-21. Then, yes, you go to 2008 there with Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium. You go back to 2005 for Mark Teixeira at Comerica Park. Now we're going way back. I think most people remember Mark Teixeira now as the guy that got you Elvis Andrus and Nefty Feliz. Hank Blaylock was a very fun name 20 years ago in 2004. Hammering Hank Blaylock, one up Teixeira, hitting three first-round dingers but failed to make the second round. That was with a different scoring system. And, of course, Alex Rodriguez in 2001 at Safeco. That was huge. Man, you can go back to Juan Gonzalez, 1993. There's a lot of Texas Rangers history here in this event, but I think this is the first time in quite a while there will be no Ranger in there this evening.
I remember when Pete Alonso was doing deadlifts in between his at-bats.
Back-to-back
just
jam.
Go down into the clubhouse and just start rapping them out.
Well, that 29.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
18 when he won. I mean, the headline for that home run derby was Guerrero and Peterson stage dinger duel for the ages.
Oh, Jock.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Jock was really swinging.
In the semis, they just went toe-to-toe, dinger for dinger. Guerrero smacking 29 dingers, and then Peterson had 29 as well in the semis before ultimately they fell to Pete Alonso in the finals. But
Didn't they have like two or three tiebreaker rounds,
of course,
between the two of them, Vladdy versus Jock, but then neither one of them ended up winning the whole thing.
40-39, Vlad Jr. and Peterson. They were exhausted. They were hugging each other afterwards. Three swing-off tiebreakers. It was unbelievable, unlike any dinger duel we'll ever see again.
That was before Jock let himself go a little bit.
He did. He let himself go a little bit.
He had the stamina back then.
It might just be, who knows, that he's hurt, but as soon as we get these rehabs going...
Yeah, well, what's the truth there?
Okay, Walchuk had
Return
the report.
Pushback?
Walchuk has the Jock Peterson report that he gave us at the Pickler on Friday.
Okay.
Go ahead. He's got sources. Tell him what they said. Give the direct quote, Walchuk. This is from inside the Rangers organization somewhere.
Is not to make fun of you, Wooly, but his body's starting to look a little bit like yours.
Oh, that's what a source? Oh, so... That's what a source inside the Rangers organization told Walchuk about Jock Peterson?
He's starting to look like you, Walchuk.
So he has gotten hurt and used this as a full launch into heavy fat man retirement?
Now I don't even appreciate you bringing this up anymore because now I'm feeling bad.
No, this isn't about – this is about
now
Jock.
I don't even want to go to Oxnard anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to be shamed.
Oh, I'll eat for two in Oxnard.
No,
I
know you
to.
Will. I wish I had those genetics.
So he's gonna return and be one of the great fat athlete home run hitters. This is the Babe Ruth portion of his career. I
hope to
like.
God, because that face, it is swollen.
It's bad. You know, when you get that chin going.
Maybe it's just water. Yeah. It could be water weight. Like, I'm hopeful to go on
with
a
alcohol
cleanse.
In it.
He's just drinking too much water. That's his problem.
Maybe it's just the water weight.
He's overeating water.
Got hops and barley. Just, in
I mean,
it.
When they've panned to the dugout, it's not exactly a great look. I've noticed myself.
He looks like he just rolled out of bed at like a at like
modern
8 o'clock
day Babe
start.
Ruth. What do we got working here?
Guy does not care, man. And the swagger is kind of hilarious.
It is. It's amazing.
He's still very confident. It's not like he's walking around in shame about the way he looks and presents himself. He's very crotch first about
it. Well, he's got to go up at least one size on the hoodie and then grow a beard that tucks down to the Adam's apple.
See, he's baby face.
this guy.
I don't know what type of beard opportunities his face will allow for him, but he signed the, what, 2 years, 40 mil? He's got the player option. Like, he's sitting pretty. I understand he's just living the good life.
I didn't know it was 2 and 40. I thought it was like 2 and 20.
No, he's 2 and 40 with a player option for year two.
37 mil. The deal included 5.5 mil signing bonus. And if he opts out, the Rangers have a mutual option for 2027. He's going to earn 13 mil this year. It's 18.5 mil next year. And he's getting that money.
So like, I kind of get.
He's great. He's in a great spot.
He's got like the human personality of like, I don't really need to do anything else. I don't have to swing it. I don't have to hit another home run.
He's still got the swagger and confidence like he's in his prime. Too. Like he's not like having it rattle him at all. I guess that's being a millionaire. Is that what that is? It's amazing how many of these guys could be having horrible years and they're like, man, life's great. You know,
that direct deposit is not good. Hitting, baby.
It's not always a good thing for the rest of the clubhouse.
Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh has committed to playing for the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic. AL leading 38 bomb skis. Is this guy going to go after Bonds here in the second half? Is he like that? I don't know. I think he's going to get to 60, maybe 65 or so, which would have been a record for my childhood. But he's sitting at 38 here, and that is one shy of Bonds' 2001 major league record for homers before the break. Bonds had 39 that year. Mm-hmm. Also joins Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Ken Griffey Jr. as players with at least 38 homers and 10 stolen bags in the team's first 96 games. I didn't know he could run like that.
No. He's, I tell you what.
They call him the big dumper? Is that
the big dumper?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was all about.
That merch is taking off. You know what it's about now, right?
Now I did. I didn't know what I always, they were talking about the big dumper, and I had no idea. It's like, remember we were talking about, I thought, is that the city nickname for Seattle?
Oh, that's right.
I was like, what's the big dumper? You know, and it's like, no, it's the player.
The merch. The merch is flying off the racks. Yeah. Big dumper merch all over the place. They actually have little baby onesies now that you can buy with the number 29 big dumper on the back, which I think is pretty apropos.
Yeah, that's perfect, man.
That baby's going to drop one.
Might want to have another baby just to pick one of those up.
We got a comment from Emmanuel Acho.
Uh-oh.
About
being fired today?
No, he got fired, but he
everybody got fired at FS1.
He took to X to let everybody know. He goes, quote, "In sports, when you're not good enough, you get cut. In TV, when you're not good enough, you get canceled. I'm not going to try to come on here with y'all with some big announcement soon. Stay tuned because I really don't know what's coming. But what I do know is I trust God."
Was he sniffing his fingers while he said it?
Man, that's right. Joy Taylor got canned as well. Shady McCoy.
Got peanut butter skin.
Craig Carton, Schlereth, Danny Parkins. I mean, maybe they find a way to keep them in a different sort of capacity in a different show. But in theory, all of those people are no longer.
Was Craig Carton, he was kind of a controversial, was he the guy who was in jail?
He was in jail. He might be going back to WFAN as some of the reports I saw. So maybe he's, time heals all wounds.
Yeah, he got involved in like a pyramid scheme where he was scamming investors and somebody ran away with the bag. So didn't he do like 3 years?
He did.
In the joint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, white collar crime.
Wow.
Fraud and that kind of deal.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105 through the Fan, LA Live. What do you guys think of people that play a ton of golf? Can they really be their potential in their career? This is the old Tony Romo discussion, obviously. And if you don't remember, back in 2010, Tony Romo called into this very show to defend himself against these allegations. Because, I mean, I think it was the middle of the season. He just fired like a 71 at a U.S. Open qualifier. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't go out and do that unless you are too obsessed with golf to be the best quarterback that you could possibly be. And, obviously that was a conversation back then. But now we find it with Auburn coach Hugh Freeze. He was asked about it, and I guess it's SEC Media Day, so a lot of people are talking about it. But he says, everybody seems to like to talk about my golf game. I do love golf. I enjoy playing. But what people don't realize is I assure you that I never missed a camp day or a recruiting day. But if camp got over at 3 o'clock one day and Jill and I go out at 4:30, we absolutely might do that. And I'm not apologizing for that part of it, but my focus is 100% on getting Auburn in that win column.
Yeah, he also complained the fact that Auburn doesn't have enough money to
get out there and fundraise.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. That, like, why are you not working on this full time?
Yeah. I guess Hugh Freeze is a successful coach. I've been hearing about him a lot. He's been in a lot of different spots.
Yeah.
But I think this is the trap that some people fall into when they're passionate about something that's not their occupation.
Him and his wife, it's their way of spending time together. Obviously, she plays golf.
You know, and that's great. And I would say, go ahead and do that like twice a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and maybe just don't post about it every single time you do.
Keep that private.
And that's a lot of time.
I think there was like a coach at Tulsa. I might be wrong about this. The head coach at Tulsa, he might have qualified for the USAM.
Was Tyler Smith there? Maybe we can ask Tyler at camp.
No, I mean, seriously, I think Tulsa's head football coach qualified for the USAM.
But I think of coaches like spending at least 12, maybe 16, maybe 20 hours a day. And maybe my understanding is off, Brian. I mean, you spent so many time in college football, TCU, A&M, LSU, I mean, other spots.
Well, you play in a lot of outings. Okay. You know, that needs to be when you're
playing.
You need to go like we used to when I was with worked at Texas A&M in recruiting. We'd go to Amarillo, we'd go to Houston, but we'd go speak to the Aggie Club. Mm-hmm. So the events are at night. So what we would do is they would invite us to play
golf. That's a business trip.
Yeah, we'd go and play golf in the morning, and then we'd speak to the alumni at night. And then we'd move on to the next city. And we did this for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like for 2 weeks, we were on the road, and then when we were done, we were done. We didn't play any more golf.
There you go.
But you got it all out of your system, but we were doing it in a way of like helping the 12th Man Foundation get money.
Yeah.
Because we were showing up and speaking at these events.
I think the thing for me, and maybe this is personal, is I can't shoot a good score unless I'm practicing a lot. And maybe these guys can go out and fire a score and be like, man, that was a lot of fun. But, golf's not enjoyable unless I'm playing three times a week and going to the range twice a week and working on my putting, and then you can actually start working your handicap down. So I guess I assume that other golfers are doing the same thing. And if you're in a fast-moving occupation like college football coaching where the schemes are changing and there could be a play that was run in high school last week that your opposition's getting ready to spring on you, I don't think I could rest as a coach. I don't think I could say, I'm going to go spend 1 hour driving to the golf course, 4 hours playing, an hour afterwards sitting on the 19th hole drinking wine with my wife, and then come home and kick my feet up and watch TV.
All right, well, here we go. This is what I was talking about. Trey Lamb is the head football coach at Tulsa.
Yeah.
Trey Lamb is his first year. He just qualified for the Oklahoma Golf Association State Amateur Championship. He shot a 3-over-75 at the club at Forest Ridge and Broken Arrow. Lamb is well known for his competitive golf game, often playing 50 rounds a year and boasting a +1 handicap.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say that's one round a week.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not playing during the season. That sounds reasonable. But if you told me that score was 5 under par and he played 200 times a year,
I got concerning.
I think we're moving on in the athletic department. Mm-hmm. I do find that interesting. I guess the Cowboys dodged a bullet not drafting Quinshon Judkins, huh?
I would have wanted to have him, but I didn't know.
And there was weird stuff that came out about that.
Is there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw somebody that covers the Browns in Cleveland said that the incident took place on July 7th. However, the victim didn't report the incident to police until the 12th. And both he and the female victim traveled to Florida as friends after the incident took place on the 7th. The victim then stayed with him for an additional 5 nights before notifying law enforcement on Saturday. So I don't know. Maybe there was fear involved. I don't know. But that is a little bit strange that you would then continue to hang out if there was like assault or anything with that individual for 5 days afterwards before reporting it to the police.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, it is interesting, but that would have been tough if you drafted him and back-to-back Ohio State running backs are immediately thrust into that position. But, man, incredible talent.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
I was a good back.
I liked Henderson. I had Henderson above him myself.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's do Around the Bases, shall we? We'll continue to get you set for this Home Run Derby. Who are you picking to win? 877-881-1053. And let's get to know the newest first-round pick. That's next in the nation. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.